Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. If these devotions are a blessing to you, please forward them to a friend and let them have part of the blessing. Did you know that it's quite easy to catch a monkey? In Africa, they do it this way. They get a container that has a pretty narrow neck in the container. And what they do is they tie that container or they chain it to the ground or a post or someplace that will not move. And then they put some food in that container, food that a monkey will just love to have. A treat that they would that monkeys love. And when a monkey comes, it'll stick its hand in. It discovers the food, it sticks its hand into this container, and it grabs a hold of the food. And man, does it ever want the goodies. It wants that food. But as it pulls its hand out of the container, their hand, being a fist, no longer comes out, and it gets stuck. And the monkey will fight and fight to exhaustion, but it will never think about just letting go of the food. All it would need to do is let go of the food and they would be free. But they never get that idea to let go. And so they hold on with all of their strength and they fight to exhaustion. The only way that monkey can get freedom again is if somebody comes and sets it free. You know, many people are like that. And it's so interesting that so many times we hold on to things of the past and we don't want to let go. And we don't understand that those very things that we hold very dear are the things that are holding us in slavery. You know, if you want to come to freedom in Christ Jesus, if you really want real freedom in Christ, sometimes you have to let go of friendships. Sometimes you have to let go of habits. Sometimes you need to let go of things that you have held dear, things that you have done all your life that you thought were okay for your whole life. And suddenly the Word of God tells you, lets you know that that is unacceptable. It will not please the heart of God, and you have to let go. But many people don't want to let go. They're like those monkeys holding on for dear life, fighting to exhaustion. And every week they're going down to the altar and repenting for their lives, but they never let go of those things that bind them. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 35, if the Son sets you free, you are truly free indeed. You know, God did not save us just so that to be forgiven, but He saved us to be victorious over sin. It's not just an abstract thing, it's real. And when the Son sets us free, we are truly free indeed. I want to encourage you today, let go of the things that have been holding you captive. Let go of those things that have been pulling you back into the world. Friendships that are constantly drawing you back into bad habits, into things that are unacceptable before God. Sometimes you just need to cut it off and let it go. And today, this is what the Lord is telling you. Whom the Son sets free is truly free. Open up your hand, let go of those things, and go into the freedom of Jesus Christ. The freedom that is true freedom. Freedom from the bondage of sin. If this has been a blessing to you, please share it with a friend. God bless you and have an awesome day.